This podcast brought to you by Hope 1032.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. If you were to ask a minister or a counsellor, what is it that most people talk to them about, or what statements do people say? I think you'd find they would say, I think God has forgiven me, but I can't forgive myself. That's the most frequently asked statement that people say. It's such a sad thing. You might have said it yourself, I think God has forgiven me, but I can't forgive myself. I can't forgive myself for what I did or said. Must be a nagging and a disturbing feeling. The psychologists tell us that we have to forgive ourselves for whatever wrongs we think we may have done, and we've got to get past that and put a bright face on everything. Easier said than done. We've got to tell ourselves it's okay to move on. Don't be so hard on yourself, they say, or our friends say. Give yourself permission to make mistakes. Forgive yourself. The therapists say that. I'm not really qualified today to say whether that's good advice or not, but have you ever felt that familiar uneasiness that comes when you remember something that you've said or done years ago? You might have inadvertently hurt somebody verbally, and you've never got around to doing anything about it. What could I have done? What should I have done? What might I have said? I heard the true story of a lady who many years ago accidentally ran over a child with her car. He'd been riding along in the street on his bicycle. He suddenly turned to cross the pavement and drove straight into her on her car that she was driving. And the woman whose car rolled over this little boy's body struggled with deep trauma for many years. As you would expect, her friends would sometimes find her sobbing with grief. It was a dreadful experience. There was no reason for her to feel responsible because the boy just ran out in front of her and she couldn't stop in time. But she was plagued by guilt and thought, I can't forgive myself. If you study the Bible, you'll find teachings, you won't find, rather, any teachings on this matter of forgiving yourself. God promises to forgive us. That's a little bit different. It's quite a complex matter, not easy to talk about in 4.5 minutes today. But it is still worth talking about. I can't forgive myself. The New Testament story of Judas, I think, gives us a glimpse of a man who knew Jesus. He served, he worked with Jesus, but he made a terrible decision to betray him for money. Did he come to that point where he thought, I've done something terrible, I've sinned? He'd actually betrayed Jesus. It was an act of treachery, but we're told he didn't repent. He didn't confess that. As far as we know, he may have thought, I've gone too far. There's not a way that I can forgive myself. I've done the unforgivable. And Judas, we read, hung himself in an act of desperation. All he needed to do was listen to what Jesus was saying. He needed to repent, to change, to say he was sorry, and wait and listen to Jesus to forgive him, because Jesus forgave the thief on the cross. And Judas simply needed to receive deep in his heart the free gift of God's grace. He didn't need to forgive himself because he couldn't. And when we don't forgive ourselves, it can change into the kind of what they call reality-denying overcompensation. It could show itself in a sadness or a depression that robs you of joy. And so we've got to watch out for those sort of things. One of the things that keeps us from allowing ourselves to be forgiven is the fact that we've got some wrong views about God. We might feel that God is out there to get us, to punish us, the mean guy who wants to extract punishment. And I'm sure we've all got some negative images of God that we might have had since childhood, the authority figure. But this is what the Bible says in Psalm 103. As far as the east is from the west, so far as he removed our transgressions from us, just as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. He himself knows our frame. He is mindful that we are dust. Don't be hard on yourself. You're not perfect. Go forward with confidence. And Lord, as we think about this, sometimes we say, I can't forgive myself. But Lord, you know about us and you offer grace upon grace. Now, thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.